So November the 30th.
Miss Williams, when we were talking the other day, you intrigued me about the camp meetings that you remembered and the worship service, and you told about the hat pins and the songs that they sang.
That hat pin was my imagination.
Was it?
Yeah, just solely my imagination. I didn't understand that pretty hats had big plumes. You know, people used to wear pretty hats. And they had big plume feathers, or big bow or something on to decorate. But me, as a very small child, they wore a hat, a pin in their hat to hold the hat on. And those had enough hat would have a ball. And they'd take this pin and pin it. And when they got to shouting and hollering, I just know that pin was speaking to them. And that was just a childish imagination. I couldn't imagine. But they did have good meetings in their regular monthly meeting service. The people got happy and shouted.
What were their favorite songs?
I'll trust in the Lord. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. And come and go with me to that promised land. Just various songs that felt and told about their feelings. You see, they, as I say, I'm sure we have plenty good composers. But it wasn't recorded as a composer. But just as we felt, Sister Martha's gone, gonna meet her. Sister Martha left on the morning train. Get ready, let's catch that train, cause the evening train may be too late. Well, now that was a loved one had gone. And things of that type. And when you got it in words, and the tune of the music they wanted, what you call that big word? Lyric. Well, it sounded and you could rhyme it, and it's beautiful. And it had a meaning to it. See, when you got to singing that, it had the meanings and what they're singing about, Swing Low Sweet Chariot. Oh, that's one of the favorites.
Do you remember the verses to that?
Come in for to carry me home. And then I think about last night is very good. Get right, church, and let's go home. Or get right, maybe this old sister get happy and say, come on, children, and let's go home. You see, you done it from feelings.
Can you say any of that?
Well, I ain't never sung that. I belong to the buzzer family, and every bird I know sings a melody except the buzzer. The crow will say, caw, caw. But the buzzer, I ain't never heard him sing that. Now, I enjoy singing, and I can get happy. I taught, spent money, and give my children music lessons. But I cannot sing. Now, I love saying, well, fuck, you get me happy. I can hit a note every now and then. The other Sunday they're singing, what was that? Jesus, keep me near the cross. You see, you get your feelings, your emotion from your feeling. And that is the song. Jesus, keep me near the cross, and it's another lay down. You see, we got something we call old spirituals, like Swing Low Sweet Chariot, and Get Right, Church, and Let's Go Home, and I'll Trust in the Lord Till I Die. Then we got something like, Jesus, keep me near, what a friend we have in Jesus. Oh, when you think about it, you got a friend that you can carry all your sorrows and troubles to. And you can get emotion on them when you think of the words and apply. And I think that's what the whole thing's about. Yeah. And just several songs. It is well with my soul.
Can you sing any of
Just a line that I can remember, and they can start singing, and I know what they're going to say next, but for me to sing. But it is well with my soul, and come all ye faithful. All those that in my hymn book, and I get them and just read the words because I can't sing them. But now I get to church and they start singing them, honey. I know what they're going to say. There's something in there, I tell you, that I learned as a child that brings back that feeling to you. Mm-hmm. Oh, Jack know a lot of them songs, and I knew he won't help me remember.
The song, When I've Gone the Last Mile
Up the Road. Oh, yeah. That's beautiful. Sylvia can sing that thing for a solo. Honey, she can sing it. When I've gone the last mile of the wind, and there's a nut about if I do, if I've helped someone, that's it, though.
If I can help somebody?
Uh-huh. Then I can say, oh, I've gone. You see, you catch me up, and then when I get in there at night, all these pretty songs and everything will come to me. Because there's a nothing there I was trying to think of. Yeah, kind of in the spiritual. My God is real. He's real in my soul. And just songs like that.
My God is real, but He has washed
me. Made me whole. Yeah,
he washed for me.
It's like pure gold, child.
My God is real, for I can feel
in my soul. And there's a nothing there. How great thou art. I just know when you sing it, I beat you singing the words when you start. How great thou art, and there's another one. What is that? There will be peace in the battle. That's a good emotion.
There will be peace in the valley for me, mm-hmm.
The lamb shall lead them like a... Oh, you know what, bro.
There will be no sadness, no sorrow. Let's see.
Mm-hmm. All them songs will come to them. You know, you got to, as I say, you got to be in the mood. Your mind's got to be thinking on it.
What about the song, Take Your Burdens to the Lord?
And leave them there. Take them there and leave them, child.
If you trust and never doubt,
He will surely bring you out. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. And then there's a nudging sort of something to it. I feel better, so much better, since I laid my burden down. Yeah. I feel better, so much better, since I laid my burden down. Mm-hmm. And what's that about? I went in the valley to pray. My soul got heavy, and I stayed all day. Yeah, that's good. See, I have an emotional song that was written and composed by slaves, and we've brought them on down and chained them up a little bit, but to bring about the same reactions and emotional. But most of those old songs was composed by slaves under the taskmaster. Now we've chained them a lot, but they bring the same emotion when you think. Mm-hmm. And you just feel so glad you're free. Freedom at last. Now, I don't know what they meant, freedom at last. Because most of them was free. They had to be subject to orders and masters. But within their soul, within their heart, they knew they were free. It just had to come natural. Mm-hmm. And even after 200 years or 100 years, how long been, you look around, you still ain't free because you ain't got the right thing to make you free. We've been changing them, trying to be one another in looks.
What's the right thing to make you free? Mm-hmm. What's the right thing?
You see this book here?
The Bible.
When you read and study that and put your promise and hope and faith in it, there ain't no way for you to go wrong. That's the only answer I got for freedom. Now, somebody else might work it out. But everything that we have tried to do is fulfillment there. Heaven, in that Bible that was marked on, people give their life for the Word of God. Stephen was stoned. Paul was put in jail. And when you start for freedom, you got to be able to go all the way. All the way. And so, we are working for it. One day it'll come. But now man ain't gonna just bring it about until he's changed. He got to be changed. This old way, he got to get that new spirit that Jesus died for. And when we can come together, then we can look for freedom.